Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon from wherever you are. What is good? It's your host for the Musidro Show, Morgan Nick Musidro himself. Yeah. Okay, that was lame as shit. But anyway, I'm back. I know 2024 has been the year where I was like, you know what? I'll go back to podcasting because, you know, it's what I love doing. But for some reason, I don't know, I've just been holding back, not really holding back though. I just hit a block, and if you are any kind of creative, you know how that goes. So it's been a wild ride, but I really missed you guys, and I'll try to be more consistent. Yeah, I know I keep saying that. It's like one of those things where I'm just like, yo, you know what? I'll just be more consistent, and I end up doing a whole year plus of just, you know, living life, I guess. But anyway, today's episode is about this one time where my love for fries got me in big freaking trouble. So strap on your seatbelts, we're about to go in. So in this, or today's episode, I can't really remember the exact day where this happened. But I believe the year was 2001. Yeah, I know. So, hey, trust me, it's a while back. I just exposed myself, man. For context, 50 Cent was not even out. So, we had this thing where at my school, we had a hot lunch thing going on. What I mean by hot lunch is, if you had a meal card, you could pretty much go to a dining hall, show your meal card, and then get like proper food where you sit down, have a meal, leave your plates there and just go about your way. And for the rest of us, we had the canteens, but the canteens were better. This is where your parents would give you money for lunch. So with your money, you can go buy samosas, smokies, snacks of any kind, sweets, including chocolates, chewing gum, everything. Then we had chapatis, like fresh deep fried stuff, like chapatis, sausages, fries, you name it. Like everything was there in school. But we had this thing where, I don't know, we are not called the Fantastic Four, but let me just say, for context reasons, we used to be the Fantastic Four. So we used to chill all the way farthest point by the field of the school. So it was borderline where the St. George's girls had a volleyball pitch, I think, if I'm not wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. So it was like a wire mesh kind of fence. So by the time we go there, they're also having their lunch or playing a sport, whatever. So by the time they get from the dining hall, because that was a high school, they'll pretty much come and, like, you know, just chill with us for a bit. Like, from the other side of the fence, we'd share our food with them from time to time, just have stories and whatnot. It used to be fun. Funny thing was, no one actually knew about it. It was like a secret club that we used to have, which was so amazing. And the Fantastic Four was yours truly, my boy Dennis Mugo, my other boy Eric Wanjama, and then later on we're joined by David Morsi. I think someone else joined us, but later on, the people who used to be like, you know, the kind who would just come and go, pause, like they'll just show up and leave. So Dennis Mugo used to have a homemade lunch, which was amazing. I remember he constantly used to have noodles, but he'd keep on interchanging them. Actually, I think, no. Eric Wanjama is the first person that I've had noodles from, if I'm not wrong, if my memory serves me right. So anyway, fast forward, this one time we're like, because for me, I used to get money to buy lunch because it was a bit crazy. Both my parents were working at the point. My younger brothers weren't born yet, so I was like an only child, because my older brother was no, he wasn't. No, my older brother was still like a class ahead of me, so yeah, he was around. So we used to get money Everyone buys their own lunch and break, and break. Break time used to have like a snack or whatever, whatever you have. So yeah, we used to go to the field, have our lunch from there. So now the thing was, because I'm buying food, Dennis Mugwa's own food. Eruka Njama used to also get money, so he's buying food. So we'd all sit down collectively, just have like a picnic. This was on the daily. This was some bullshit. I even, like, this is amazing how, like, we used to do this. But anyway, basically that was our routine on the daily. So we had no need to, like, leave the school, because even leaving the school was prohibited. Unless for a few people who are a bit lucky, who lived, like, right next to the school. Like, a pair of twins, Julius and Jesse, who are so close to the school that they used to go for lunch. And one of the teachers used to actually, I think she was called Mrs. Mushemi or Miss Mushemi, if I'm not wrong, because she whooped my ass. I was so bad at math. Still fucking bad at math today. So yeah, she used to whoop my ass. So I think she was the neighbor. So they could go for lunch, come back to school right before the bell goes for, you know, going back to class. So here's the caveat. Here's a caveat. Let me tell you about it. Hold on. Give me a sec. So for context purposes, this school was or is St. George's Primary. If you've driven on Dennis Pritt Road coming from State House Road, going down, you've pretty much passed by St. George's Primary. You know that currently Total Hurlingham. Oh man, good memories. You used to go buy this Star Wars candy that used to have a sticker. It was expensive back in the day because it was 25 shillings. That's probably the equivalent of 150, 200 bob for lollipop. But, you know, because you're getting money from your folks, you didn't really feel it. But anyway, I digress again. Lord Jesus. So driving from, this is what, Dennis Pritt? Going down, you pass by my school, St. George's Primary. So now, once you go up, you know, that's pretty much. So anyway. So this one time, We left school. There's a place, I think the name was Caledonia back in the day, the area itself. I don't know if it's still Caledonia, whatever. So if you're conversing to the place right now, there's on your right, that's if you're driving down towards what? If you're going towards Kilimani, whatever. You will see on your right, there's Palasina. Now this is Purple Haze Apartments. So on that car road towards Purple Haze Apartments, there is a building. It's quite dilapidated right now. I think they've never used it ever since. There used to be a small fries joint. And let me tell you something, man. I think I've lived on Earth for a while. It was, because it's closed now. Was top three best fries I've ever had in my life. And they were consistent to the death. So the thing about it was, in school, we'd get fries for any amount, because you know we're kids. So any amount from 10 shillings, 15, 20, they're flexible enough. Whatever money your parents gave you, you know, because you're kids, they let you eat. So any amount they like, be flexible enough to give you food so that you can eat with your friends or whatever. But think about the fries from outside. This specific fries I'm talking about, they used to go for 100 shillings. 100 shillings back in the day was, I can't even equate it right now. I say like 350 for a plate of fries. I don't know, something. Like I said, I'm bad with math. So anyway, it used to be a walk, because from the main gates to... Oh, plus, I forgot something. I'm digressing too much today. I think I'm too excited because the first episode in a while. There used to be guys who used to be brought for food by either someone from the family or the, what do you call them, their nannies or house helps or older siblings, whatever. So this, it used to be kind of how do you call it, organized chaos, because some people would leave, come back, some were getting food from the family. There used to be guys who were getting food delivered back in the day, so the really, really rich kids. But anyway, again, it was organized chaos. So I think lunchtime used to have like an hour in and out, like an hour to eat your food, play a few games, you know, just get it out of your system. Then when you go back to class, it's from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. where classes end. So you have that 1 hour, go back to class, have your three classes. I can't remember. Then now it's home time. Anyway, so we decided one day, and remember, like I said, the Fantastic Four, everyone had like either packed lunch or money to buy food from within the school compound. Sorry, because it was everything, including ice cream, by the way. So we decided, because we used to love those fries, we used to get them on Saturdays mostly, because we used to have Saturday classes at some point. But this one particular day, we decided, you know what? Fuck it. We have an hour. Everyone has money today. Why don't we just go outside and buy the fries? Fantastic Four was like, you know what? Fuck it, let's do this, man. It'll only take like 10 minutes. We'll eat really quick, come back, play games. No one will know shit. But like, you know what? F it. That sounds like a very good idea. On paper. So we decided, hey, Sasa, let's bounce. Let's go. We didn't eat from school. I don't even think Mugo ate his food on that day. So we just decided, you know, fuck it. Let's go. It's already, the bell had rung, so it's lunchtime. Let's go. All right, we take our walk. You know, we're all in uniform, so no biggie. No one cares because we are still in the vicinity of school. So we go in. Still, those guys are okay with it because, I mean, they know the school, whatever. Plus, we have money, so it's all good. So we order our fries. We sit down as we wait for an order. Listen. These are four orders. We're not the only people eating. There are other people there, and they have a variety of food. So whatever is being ordered, as much as it's a fast food joint, and they always had their food so fresh. And it was a very tiny joint, but it used to be quite nice. It was breathable. It was clean. The service was really good. I don't know. It just had a vibe to it. So anyway, we sit down. Stories like this. Did anyone have a... there was a wristwatch, so I think I had one as well, can't remember. I think that's the time Eric Onjama gave me a Bulgari watch. Anyway, besides the point. So we're chilling, we eat, we're full, food is amazing, and the fries used to be a lot, and the sauces were good, blah, blah, everything was dope as fuck. So we ate, we're full. Like I said, this is by Palasina. So now we have to walk back to school. You know that feeling for your fool, the weather is nice, you're just walking slowly, you're going back to school, and this is where it gets fucked up. Yeah, so tell me why the fuck on that particular day the school is quiet as shit once we walk back. And then anyone who's been to St. George's, who's listening, you know the driveway, which used to be like from the main gate till you get to the classes, because we used to have like a cul-de-sac. But the driveway walking down was long as shit. I think this thing was like a proper 200, probably, yeah, 150, 200 meters before you get to, like, the main building to access the class. So, like, for some reason, the school is kind of quiet. I don't know what's going on. Dude, we were fucking late. And then, where our classes were situated, you could actually see us. If someone is walking, you could see the driveway. So now this whole time we're panicking because we're like, shit, there's no one else who's walking. There's no one around. There's nothing. So we're thinking, probably people are in class and they can see us walk down. So what we do, we start that, you know, that stupid kind of jog where you're like, you know, you're late, but you're trying to look like it's not too bad, or you're trying to make up for it. So you do that stupid hop, skip, kind of walk, jog thing going on. So we do this. And we get to, there's an entrance by, what can I call it? The West Wing, if I can call it that. So we walk into that entrance, my boy. This particular day, oh my freaking Christ. Almost the whole stream, I'm talking five classes, were outside by the quad on their freaking knees. I'm talking everyone. I think probably apart from a few of those smart kids. Because apparently there was a way everyone failed. I think it was a math test. Everyone just failed. And if everyone failed, what do you think your boy is going through? So you walk in. Everyone just looks at us. Some guys start laughing because they're like, you know what? I know we're in trouble, but these guys are fucked. Us guys are screwed to death, man. Yo, I can't even explain this. So just, yeah. Morgan, Eric Onjama, David Mosi, come here. So us guys are told to kneel separately. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. So our case is different, first of all. So, like, where have you guys been? We were just eating lunch, and then we went to the toilet. The toilets, mind you, are in the building. So, if anything, if you're coming from the toilet, they could have seen us. So, we are freaking lying. I'm sweating balls. I just want to cry. I can see my crush over there. I can't even look at her in the face, man. It's crazy. We're just like, why the fuck did we go outside? Why today of all the days? So, anyway, like, you know what, fuck it, waiting for it. Yo, let me tell you, it was, you know, one of those things where we, oh yeah, I remember. So before classes started, there used to be like a small, I don't know, probably half an hour, 20 minutes, I can't remember really, before the teacher comes in and starts the classes. Because I think we used to have like three lessons to end the day, basically after lunch. So there used to be like a 20-30 minute period where the teacher would come in and make sure like the classes are, you know, like you're pretty much settled in to start your classes. So that period is where we thought like we'd probably, if we niche, we'd probably like get to that period where we can still sneak in the class and nothing happened to us. So fuck it, we missed it. It wasn't today. Yo, let me tell you, we had our asses whooped, a nice one. You know, back in the day, they used to call it caning, but this was brutal, man. We got whooped nicely. Oh my freaking God. You can't even say shit because you're outside. Ulikuwa unafanya nini? What were you doing outside? You have no freaking excuse to be outside at that time. Your ass guys were whooped. And the worst thing, if my memory serves me correct, everyone else was whooped. And I'm talking like almost 180 plus students, maybe 60, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe let's call it a square 150. And then us guys were whooped last. And one thing about teachers back in the day, if you're the last one, they still had the fucking energy. And I used to always be, in case of anything, because me and homework, man, I don't know. I just never used to study in primary school. Anyone who's listening that knows me or ever was with me in primary knows I never used to study. So I used to get whooped. So I had this thing where you don't get whooped first because the teacher is too angry, but they'll save the energy for the last one. I don't know why people never knew this. So you being the first one, they'll be like, whoop you to get out of the way so that they can deal with the other one. Or if they have that one student who's like really smart, but they didn't do the homework at that time, and you volunteer to get whooped, they'll actually, because they favor the kid, they won't whoop you guys as bad as it would be. Or they'll be like, okay, if this person didn't do it and this is my favorite, then I just have to forgive everyone. That wasn't the day. Dude got whooped. It taught us a big lesson. Guess who never stepped out of school again? The Fantastic Four. Never did ever again. We stuck to our fries and our canteens. And ladies and gentlemen, a moral of the day is sometimes you have everything at your disposal. Stop going outside, man. Just stay where you are. Because the whooping was amazing. It was incredible. Incredible. Yo, thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's been amazing being your host. Yes, yes, yes. I know the old saying goes, I'll be more consistent. But I'll try to. Because I have a lot to... Funny thing is, I have stories for days. But I don't know why. Sometimes I just feel like, probably people won't resonate with this. Or probably it'll be too, you know, I don't know, lame. But it is what it is. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next episode. Peace to the Middle East. Make sure you wash your ass and eat your veggies. See ya.